KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports around the area last night, in girls' golf, it was Audubon beating Missouri Valley 252-255. Clarinda beating Glenwood 197-215. Creston downed Red Oak with a 214. Red Oak didn't have a full team score. Trainer also shot a 173 to beat Logan Magnolia, who didn't have a full team score. Allie Anderson of Trainer was medalist, shooting a 40 last night. In boys' golf, it was Glenwood over Clarinda 151-155. Creston beating Red Oak 178-224. Audubon down Missouri Valley 179-208 with Mickey Williamson of Audubon, the medalist. He shot 43. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 192-203. Jaden Anderson of Trainer was the medalist with a 46. High school tennis last night in girls' action, Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 9-0, Kemper Catholic over Audubon 9-0. In boys' tennis, it was Atlantic defeating Shenandoah 7-2. Atlantic got singles victories from Cooper McDermott, Niall Peterson, Caleb Florey, and Caleb Williams. The doubles teams of Grant Podaisky and McDermott, Luke Hohenberger and Peterson, and Florian Williams also teamed up for victories last night. Kemper Catholic beat Audubon 8-1, Glenwood over Clarinda 8-1. Also in high school soccer last night in girls' action, it was Underwood over Missouri Valley 5-0. St. Albert defeating Harlan 6-1. Abraham Lincoln a 3-1 winner over Sioux City North, while Thomas Jefferson had to go to penalty kicks to beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-1. In boys' soccer, Trainer beat Clarinda Academy 10-0. Abraham Lincoln down Tri-Center by a 5-0 final. A former Audubon Wheeler and Iowa State Cyclone, Nick Fett, has signed a free agent contract with the Minnesota Vikings. The Audubon native started all 12 games at three different positions on the offensive line for the Cyclones last year. Fett was named a second-team All-Big 12 player and received the team's Outstanding Offensive Lineman Award. After the NFL draft was concluded, multiple outlets began reporting the signing by midday on Monday, and we were able to catch up with Nick and asked him how the draft process went.
Nothing like I thought it was going to. There was chatter there that I might get picked up late or might not. It ended up not getting picked up and had an offer to go to the Cardinals as a free agent signee as well. You got 5 minutes to decide. And there was still 20-some picks left in the draft. So I didn't end up taking it because of the Cowboys calling and saying that they might pick me up late. And neither of those happened. So it's kind of a roller coaster, but I signed a deal this morning with the Vikings to go play there, so I'm just fine with that as well.
Well, Fett said he knew he would at least have options to try out at minicamp for a team, but was glad it worked out a deal to sign with the Vikings.
I knew I had minicamp offers, if anything else, and, you know, I tried out to get into college football. And so my attitude was just like, you know what, I tried out to do that. Might as well try out to get in the NFL. So I was ready for that option, but I thankfully didn't have to do it that way.
Well, Fett wasn't recruited much out of high school and went from a walk-on at Iowa State to a scholarship starter.
I wasn't recruited at all by, you know, schools bigger than D3 or NAIA. So I came to Iowa State to do the agriculture route. And just said, hey, I might as well try out for the team and see what happens. And if it happens, great. If it doesn't, I'll just be a college kid and make the team. And here I am. So it's been a crazy road. There's been a lot of twists and turns along the way, but I'm here and ready to roll.
Well, aside from his own hard work, Fett had a number of people to thank for their help along the way.
My parents supported me or were behind me the whole way and believes I could do it and stuff and play here. And my stepdad just kept always saying, you know, you're going to play in the NFL one day maybe or whatever. He's like, keep your eyes set there. And I just looked at him like he was crazy. Like, that's not going to happen. And it was a good thing that I had to suck up my pride and say, yeah, you're right for once. So it was pretty cool. But, you know, my O-line coach here, Coach Manning, he's unbelievable. The head coach, Matt Campbell, gave me a scholarship after knowing me for 4 minutes. So, I mean, it was both of those guys. The whole coaching staff was great with me, and, you know, we have a great relationship. And then the off-line GA is Jeff Myers, and he's a fantastic guy as well. So, you know, I have a lot of friends and family that I all know for a very long time, and they were always with me every step of the way.
Audubon native Nick Fetz, undrafted in the NFL draft this weekend, but able to get a chance with the Minnesota Vikings with a free agent contract signing. Well, Jahleel Johnson is ready for the next stage of his career. Iowa's All-Big Ten defensive lineman was taken in the fourth round of the NFL draft, also by the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, I'm excited. My family's excited. You know, this is definitely a dream come true. You know, this is something I waited for, you know, my entire life, to get a chance to play in the National Football League. And, you know, you guys made that come true. So, you know, I just want to give you guys a huge thank you. My family wants to give you a huge thank you. And, you know, I'm ready to get to work.
The native of Lombard, Illinois, says he looks forward to playing in the NFC North.
The only thing that I'm really more excited about, really, you know, is really, you know, playing in that division, you know, just really playing against, you know, good guys, you know, playing against good guys, you know, good competition. And, you know, and that's what I'm all about, really. That's how I've came up, really just going against, you know, some of the best of the best, you know. So, like I said, you know, I'm ready to really go in and ready to compete.
Johnson is one of four Hawkeyes who were drafted over the weekend. Quarterback C.J. Beathard and tight end George Kittle were taken by the 49ers, while defensive back Desmond King selected by the Chargers. California prep quarterback Real Mitchell has committed to Iowa State. That commitment coming in Monday evening. Mitchell, who attends St. John Bosco in Bellflower, California, selected Iowa State over other finalists like Rutgers and Connecticut. The 5'11", 190-pounder completed nearly 70% of his passes during his junior season for just under 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns, and also rushed over 1,000 yards and 15 scores. Mitchell's mother, Shay Ree, was a record-breaking track star at Nebraska and starred as Blaze on American Gladiators. His father, Rodney, played Nightmare, the Duke of Doom, on the show Knights and Warriors. Mitchell, a three-star by most recruiting services, is the fifth known commitment for Iowa State's 2018 class. In baseball yesterday, Travis Shaw and Jonathan Villar each hit tape-measure homers, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-5 in 10 innings last night. Shaw's three-run shot off Sang-Hwan Oh traveled an estimated 451 feet and broke a four-all tie with two outs in the top of the 10th. Villar's two-run drive in the third soared 450 feet to right center to give the Brewers an early 2-0 lead. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 4-3 in 10 innings. The Mets over Atlanta 7-5. Philadelphia beat Chicago 10-2. San Francisco over Los Angeles 4-3. In interleague play, Tampa Bay beat Miami 4-2. In the American League, Eric Hosmer and Jorge Bonifacio hit two-run homers, and the Kansas City Royals snapped a 9-game losing streak with a 6-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox last night. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto beat the Yankees 7-1, Detroit 7-1 over Cleveland, Baltimore beat Boston 5-2, Houston down Texas 6-2. In Pacific Coast League play, Iowa beat Colorado Springs 3-2, Omaha in 11 innings 2-1 over Oklahoma City. LeBron James scored 35 points and Kyrie Irving added 24 as the Cleveland Cavaliers picked up where they left off following a long layoff, and they throttled the Toronto Raptors 116-105 Monday night in the opener of their Eastern Conference semifinal. Also last night, perennial NBA strongman San Antonio couldn't keep up with in-state rival Houston, losing handily 126-99 to the Rockets in that opening series in the semifinals. A defenseman, Kevin Shattenkirk, scored at 3:13 of overtime, propelling the Washington Capitals to a 3-2 win over the homestanding Pittsburgh Penguins. It was a badly needed victory for Washington, winners of the President's Trophy for the National Hockey League's best regular season record. The Caps, who have failed to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals in recent years, trailed Pittsburgh 2-0 coming into the game. They cut that margin to 2-1 with that victory. Game 4 will also be in Pittsburgh. And the U.S. Olympic swim trials will be held in Omaha in 2020. That's the fourth straight time Nebraska's largest city will host that event. USA Swimming Interim Executive Director Mike Unger made the announcement at the CenturyLink Center Monday during a news conference that included Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and Omaha Mayor Gene Stothert. Fueled by the rise of superstar Michael Phelps, the swim trials have evolved into a major arena spectacle since first coming to Omaha in 2008. All 15 sessions of the 2016 trials sold out, and attendance topped 200,000 for the first time. About 1,800 swimmers qualify for the trials, where they compete for spots on the U.S. Olympic team. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.